I'd really like to personally thank the planning committee for putting this together. So hands together for the awesome planning committee. And great job. Sorry? Would the members of the planning committee please stand up? Planning committee, planning committee. Yeah, yeah. Dimitri, thank you, thank you. So, you know, it's just really been an incredible time of confession and connection, a great time of prayer and power, and just a great time of really bonding and building. And, you know, I feel like we've prayed together throughout the night in order that we can walk with God together throughout the year. And, you know, I know everyone wants to go home right now. You'd like to get in bed. You do not want to be listening to Rice. Perhaps you're thinking we've had a great time, but we've had enough. But the organizers put in this slot, okay? So you can blame them or thank them, either way. And so I will not speak for an hour. I will not. But for just a few minutes, you know, I want to go home too. I want to stay here, but I want to go home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So I'm tired, but I am... What? A lot of noisy people here. What are you guys saying? Is it Aldora? Alma? It's got to be Alma.
It's Alma.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Right. So anyway, I think, yeah, we're all on the same page. We're all feeling tired, but hopefully we are inspired.
Yeah.
You know, we're exhausted, but I hope we're also excited.
Yeah.
We are sleepy, but happy.
Yes.
All right. And so, surely, sisters and brothers, that we can keep watch with each other.
Amen.
For just a little while. Watch and pray.
Yeah.
So that you do not fall into temptation.
Amen.
Because the spirit is willing.
Yeah.
And the flesh is saying,
yeah,
we're ready for more.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope you guys will stay awake. I noticed, I don't embarrass anybody, but, you know, he's my brother, so I hope he won't mind. But I just noticed that two speakers ago, Keith was asleep.
Oh.
I mean, just... And then once Annette started speaking, he was wide awake. He didn't miss anything. He was wide awake. So I am hoping that even if everybody else falls asleep, that at least Georgian will stay awake for the next few minutes. So at least one person, all right? So she doesn't have an out. So there you go.
Lots of pressure.
So I, you know, a lot of us like presents.
Oh.
Ooh. We like presents.
Yeah.
We like presents. I like presents. At the last Devo, for those who had the last New York Devo in December, remember we all got gifts.
Uh-huh.
I hope you liked what you got. I got a Metro card.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. It was... 4 rides on that Metro card. Yeah, it got me to work and back for 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I beg you, see, there's a lot of noise here, I told you. What was that, Alma? Okay. She's shy. All of a sudden, she's shy, right? So, yeah, a lot of us like presents. Maybe all of us like presents. And I just wanted to submit to us that the greatest presents is God's presence.
Yes.
Okay. Next slide.
Amen.
All right. So the greatest presence is God's presence.
Okay.
Now, it may not come in wrapping paper with a bow on top in the case of God's presence, but it does come with promises, it comes with power, it comes with purpose, and it comes with blessings on top.
Amen.
So I would say that we're all blessed, really, to have the presence of God's presence. And so the title that that we have here is In God's Plan. So what would you say is God's plan? It's a pretty broad question. What would you say is God's plan for you or for the church, for the edge? You know, God's plan.
It's to prosper us and not to harm us.
Okay, mm-hmm. Prosper us and not to harm us.
Give us hope in the future.
Hope in the future? She's on a roll. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So she is awake. that much she is. All right. Anyone else?
To save the world.
To save the world. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we can
Ignite us.
And Bobby mentioned that. Uh-huh.
Ignite.
To ignite. Mm-hmm. All right. Set us on fire. Uh-huh. Any other? Sorry, make disciples?
Of all nations.
Of all nations. Amen. A couple more? Estee, sorry. Ladies first. Sorry. Yeah.
To reunite us with him.
Mm. To reunite us with him. Absolutely. Carlos.
Each part of the body does its part to grow.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's God's plan for each part of the body to do its work and to play its part. Okay, Dimitri.
I think it's for us to experience his love for us.
All right, for us to experience his love,
yeah.
The love that he has for us. Absolutely. And God says, I am love. I am love. I am patience. I am kind. So I think everything that you guys have said is correct. I 100% agree with you guys. And I do want to share a couple scriptures and propose another angle of God's plan. Is that fair enough?
Yes.
All right. So this is what I have slides. I told you, it's just regular slides. In his plan. That's the title. All right. All right. So in John 10, John 10, 7 to 9, this is an excerpt. And it says that whoever enters through me will be saved. Amen?
Amen.
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So from what I read here, Jesus says there's a reason he came. So we would have what?
Life.
Life to the full. I think that's part of it. Yeah, life abundantly. I think that's part of his plan. Or that is, it is God's plan that you and I have life to the full. And then it says in John 15, 10, 11, where Jesus says that if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and so that your joy may be complete. So Jesus told them, well, he said a whole lot more than this, but this is kind of the essence. But why did he do it? So that his joy would be in them and that their joy would be complete. And so when I look at these two verses, not taking away from anything that you guys said, I find here that it is God's plan for us individually and for us as the New Jersey Edge. Now, if you're not from the New Jersey Edge, you're still welcome. And God still has an amazing plan for you guys. You have folks from New York? Folks from New York? We got love for New York. All right. There you go. All right. So I believe that it is the case, and I believe that Scripture tells us that it's God's plan for us to be joyful, to be fruitful, and to experience life to the full. And just in case you're wondering, there is no plan B. This is the plan. This is the plan. There's no plan B for every single one of us to be joyful, fruitful, and experience life to the full. And I know Cedric it was who was talking about the Schaffs. I'm excited about the Schaffs and just the stuff that they've been teaching us. And just as they've been reminding us almost every time we meet with them, you know, is that the joy and the fruitfulness we're talking about is going to come when we live in God's presence by walking in the radiant, radical, and revolutionary footsteps of Jesus. Now, I want to share a couple things. Some of you guys have heard me share this already. So if you didn't like it the first time, it might not be a whole lot better the second time. So forgive me. I thought we'd have like, I thought I'd be speaking to 1,000 people. You know. There's a reason they put me at the end. To spare all those who left earlier. What's that? Amen. All right. So, thank you. So, these are thoughts I've shared before, but you know, these are just things that you know I believe, and I mean, very honestly speaking, if you disagree, that's okay, because we won't always agree. But I hope there'll be enough in here that's encouraging. So, I just wanted to share a couple things. I've been with the Edge for 2 years now. It's been awesome being with the Edge. Yeah, yeah! Woo-hoo! And, man, I printed over print. Now I don't know what I wrote here. Yeah. Ooh. But I think I know what I was trying to say. And so, So I do want to be encouraging. You know, it's we just began 2019, and so for me, it's amazing being in the Edge. I love being in the Edge. Your Jan loves being in the Edge. This is the place to be. And so, you know, I found a few things that I've heard kind of repeatedly said, and they're things I've heard, and I've bought into them as well. So some of the things I've heard there was a complaint, or let me call it a concern. There was a concern that was put out there at one point that, you know, the Edge doesn't have a vision statement. There's no vision statement. It's kind of like, how come we don't have a vision statement? It's like, wow, campus has a vision statement. It's working for campus. How come we don't have a vision statement? Or, you know, I've heard, you know, it's like things like, wow, you know, we're not really baptizing. Folks aren't really getting baptized. And we look in campus, and campus is really baptizing people. You know, they're like, you know, they're making it happen. And I'm trying to remember what else, since this writing is like writing upon writing. But I remember what it was, yes. There's a lot of, yeah, just a lot of different things. Very genuine concerns, very valid concerns. I know it's been pointed out that we haven't had an Edge-led Sunday for a while. Like, the you know, kind of the teens, they get theirs, and campus get theirs, and campus get more than enough. They get attention, they get announcements, they get videos, they get a whole lot of stuff. Carlos, you're in the Edge now, okay, so we can have this conversation, all right? And, you know, and those concerns have been expressed, and that the Edge is really overlooked. You guys have heard that. You guys may have heard that, you may have felt that, you may have said that. What was that? Okay, I'll stop calling on Alma, because she, you know. And so I thought about this because I've bought into that as well. You know, I've gone along with that. But then at a certain point, I had to ask myself, it might be the case, or rather it is the case. It's true that there is no like official like a vision statement for the Edge. But then the question then comes, what is my vision for my life? It shouldn't be dependent on what, you know, somebody's, you know, some banner they put across the Edge and said, okay, this is our vision. The question comes, what's my vision for my life? What's my understanding of God's plan for me? You know, if we say that the Edge isn't really baptizing, well, like, who else are we going to look at? I mean, that's us. If Edge isn't baptizing, then you're not baptizing. I'm not baptizing. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I going to look somewhere else for the answer? It's us. It depends on us. You know, if and I know several people have come to me about the issue of the Edge. We haven't had an Edge-led service. You think we should have an Edge-led service? Anybody thinks that's a good idea? Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I love the idea. Yeah. And so the question, though, I ask is this. Have you, could be you or anybody, you know, whoever has this concern, have you gone to, let's say, Larry or Steve and Sue or Lewis and said, here's my blueprint for what an Edge-led service looks like. This is the program. This is who will do what. This is it. And this is exactly how it's going to energize and ignite the Garden State Church. Have you done that? Because in my opinion, it's really, and I do this a lot. I know I try to catch myself, but I know I do this a lot. It's really easy to complain, but it's even better to come up with solutions. It's even better to come up with solutions. Put something in their face. I just sincerely think that works a whole lot more. Put something. Give them the blueprint. Give them something to work with. You know, there are two guys in the woods. Well, you know, some of the brothers, they like, you know, outdoor activities. And so, you know, we had, actually, in this case, it was Dimitri and Carlos. And so they're out there in the woods and everything. And, you know, they came across their worst fear. They came across a big bear. It was a very big bear, and it was a very hungry big bear. And so, all of a sudden, and so all of a sudden, Carlos takes off running. And then Dimitri is like, hey, Carlos, what's up? You can't outrun a bear. Carlos says, I know that, but I can outrun you. It takes a while. There you go. And so, I want to show you another slide. What's the difference between these two boats? What? Did you say Haiti? Okay. Some jumu soup.
The other one has a sail.
Okay, one has a sail, the other is anchored.
One's viable, the other one is.
One's viable, the other one is. One is, yeah, Michelle? Okay, and then one's stuck in the sand. Yeah. Right. So you get right. So this, yeah.
One is patriotic.
Okay, with the flag of Tanzania there.
There's a couple flags on that one.
Yeah. There's a flag of yeah. Right. Okay. You guys are all right. So this is the way I look at these two boats. I look at it the way you guys looked at this, but one of these boats is going nowhere.
Yeah.
The one with the anchor. Now, the boat is safe.
It is.
You know, it's on the shore. But, you know, no risk. Nothing risked, nothing ventured. It's going nowhere. And to me, that's the disciple who's looking to somebody else for a vision. That's the disciple saying, hey, the edge doesn't have a vision statement. This here, see, when the sails are up, all you need is a little wind and you're good. Uh-huh. See, that's the disciple who's got some faith, some conviction, some vision of their own. And all you need is just a little push, a little encouragement, and they're gone. They're off to the races.
Yes.
And I just wanted to encourage us, you know, to be those disciples who, the concerns I mentioned, I think they're valid. But let's be the disciples who are on the front foot. Why? Because we have bought into God's plan. Because we have a vision, because we know that God has an amazing plan for every single one of us. And we know that in 2019, amazing things are just on the verge of happening. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
So I say, let's not just complain about what hasn't happened. Let's go out and let's make things happen. Let's not wait for the special moments. Let's go out there and make the moments special. Jeremiah 29:11, I know Georgiana referred to that. I believe one of the earlier speakers tonight. That's the other thing about being the last speaker. Everybody has said what you want to say. But that's okay. In Jeremiah 29, thank you.
You can say it again in a different way.
In a different way.
That's right. A different angle.
So, yeah, thank you. So Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, I have plans to prosper you. Plans to give you what?
Hope
and a future. In other words, what's God saying? I have a plan for you to be joyful, fruitful, and experience life to the full. Amen?
Amen.
I'm trying to just be a bit briefer than what I had planned here.
So good.
So you all can get home. You know, there's one thing the young pros used to do, and I thought was really, really cool. And that was, I think it was Labor Day weekend. The young pros would have like a camping weekend. You guys know that? Maybe some of you were there. Did anyone ever go?
Yeah,
some of you went. Yeah? I thought it was really awesome. And one of the things that I thought was really awesome is that it wasn't on the church calendar per se. It wasn't a New Jersey region thing. It was just disciples saying, you know what? We can make this happen. It's awesome. It's fun. It's exciting. It builds our faith. It there's just a lot of just awesomeness that comes with it. So let's go do it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that for me, I think that's not waiting for the special moments, but going out there and making the moments special.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a whole lot of other awesome stuff that maybe I just haven't heard about, but that's what we're talking about. You have an idea, run with it. You have an idea to have the whole edge, stay up all night, run with it. And Valencia ran with it.
Amen.
And that's why we're here tonight. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Don't wait for the special moments. Go make the moments special.
Amen.
It's about each of us having a vision. Now I'll ask you what this is. Oh, that's Acts 15. So what's that? What would you say that is? Somebody said Haiti. Okay, good. I like that. There's a reason I like your answer. Because when I went to Haiti, it reminded me of here. So what would you say this is?
The beginning.
Oh my God. Oh, the beginning? Wait, I'm... Thank you.
The Church of Kenya.
Okay. I think you guys know the answer because you know what I'm looking for. Would you say this is a church service, though?
Yeah, it's a Bible talk.
A Bible talk? So this is a church service. That's what it is.
Church communion service.
That's church service. And then, so that's a Sunday service in Rwanda when Jujana and I first went out there, when we were sent to start the church in Rwanda. And then here, after church, study the Bible. The ladies at one table and the men at another. No fancy building. That's it. That's the church. That was church service. A few seats around a table. And, you know, Rwanda was something else. So Jan and I were sent there many years ago when we were younger than we are now. All right. So that was in 1997. And so we were sent to Rwanda. It was just the two of us. We were the team. So we were sent to a country that was reeling and recovering from civil war, from genocide. You guys may have heard of that. About 800,000 people killed in 100 days. Just because of their ethnicity or sympathizing with a particular ethnicity. They all speak the same language, by the way. It was pretty intense. So we went to a country we didn't know, people we didn't know, a culture we didn't know. We had to learn a language that we didn't know, another language that we thought we knew and realized we didn't really quite know it the way we thought we did. It was scary at times, unpredictable. It was uncertain. But this is where we went. And, you know, back then there was no FaceTime. Carlos probably can't believe that, but yeah, once upon a time. Okay, there was no Skype. Actually, that's where I discovered that email. There were cell phones. Yeah, not everybody had them, you know. And so it's not like every day or, you know, very often we could even communicate with our disciples. They were like thousands of miles away. And the point I'm trying to make is at some point we needed to have a vision of our own because there was no one there to hold our hand. There's no one there to, like, you know, pat us on the back and say, oh, boo boo, it's OK. At some point, we had to develop a vision of our own. Was it easy? It wasn't. Did we need direction? Yes, we did. I did. But at some point, we had to have a vision of our own. And so a few years later, so this was the church. So this was it a few years later. And I'm just sharing that to say that, you know what, when we step out on faith, I'm not trying to say that I stepped out on faith. I just happened to be there. But, you know, when you go out there and you do something, you give God something to work with. And so I just really want to, maybe you guys don't understand what I'm trying to get at. What I am trying to get at is, let's buy into God's plan. Because God has a vision for every single one of us. 2019 will be what we make of it. Don't wait for someone to come up with a vision statement. If they do, good. But have your vision. Because of your conviction about God's work in your life. Amen?
Amen.
So, what I will do is I will bring this to an end. Because I see some heavy eyelids.
No,
I do. I do. What is it? You're asleep for a moment? What's that? All right. So I'll give you a couple of quotes, then we'll let you go. So Mahatma Gandhi said, we must become the change that we want to see. No one else is going to bring that change. So the changes we want to see in the edge, so yeah, it starts with us. And it's again, I love what Steve and Sue are sharing with us, but they could share whatever, yeah, Jesus Leadership 101 to Jesus Leadership, you know, 403 or whatever. But if we don't have a vision of our own where we latch on to what they're teaching us, it's not really going to go anywhere. So the change we want to see in the edge, where does that start? It starts with us. And then Ralph Waldo Emerson. Someone to read that for us.
What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us.
You guys got that?
Yes.
What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what?
What lies within us.
And within every single one of us here, I think this is especially poignant for us as disciples, because what lies within every single one of us is the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
It's just for us to fan it into flames. Amen? Amen. And so really, I'm just trying to encourage with these few words, or maybe many words. I just really want to encourage us not to be waiting for someone else to provide inspiration, but for you to be an inspiration.
Amen.
That's what I'm really trying to say. I had other scriptures, you know, so that at least what I'm saying seems a bit biblical. You could write down, you could write down Romans 15, 17 to 20, where Paul the Apostle talks about his personal faith and what he did for God because he had faith of his own. It wasn't his leader's faith. He wasn't waiting for, you know, his mentor's conviction. It was his faith, his work. And he ultimately said, it's always been his ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that he wouldn't be building on anyone else's foundation. That can sound kind of prideful. But it's a question, I think, of just having a personal vision for his own life. And so like I was trying to say, let's not be waiting for someone else to provide inspiration. Instead, be the inspiration. When we walk in God's presence and walk by his plan, you won't be complaining about lack of vision. You will have a dynamic vision. And you won't be lacking direction. Instead, you'll be a source of direction for others. You will be alive to thrive. So to finish up, I have a little poem I wrote. And I like to read it note by note. That's from Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
You know the song? Yeah, all right, okay. So here, sorry? Just listen. The 12 months ahead of 2019 can be the very best that we've ever seen. From beginning to the end, January to December, this can go down as a year to remember. Don't let your fears be near. Go tell your peers. Make it known for all to hear. This will be the best of our years. Maybe some tears, but lots of cheers. We'll have an amazing God-centered year. With the loving leadership of Tosa and Lewis, and God helping us, we can surely do this. Can we do great things? Oh, yes, we can. When we walk in the path of God's amazing plan. Step by step and hand in hand, every sister and brother, united we stand. Our core, our foundation, our desire, our essence is to walk with God daily and to be in his presence. Let's soften our hearts and open our eyes. Let's embrace God's good word and internalize. Then with a mighty mission mindset, let's all mobilize. Let's evangelize, make disciples and baptize. We each have a dream and we'll each make a decision to have an illuminating, inspiring vision. Let's give God our best, make this promise and pledge, together as one, the amazing New Jersey Edge. And so every day for the rest of the year, let's walk by the faith that we have fanned into flames here. Thus we will write our 2019 story, in Jesus' name, to God be the glory.
Amen.
That's what I had to share with you. But let me just say one last thing, because I didn't say it, and I think it would be wrong not to say this. That I came in here wounded tonight. I just want to let you guys know that. So yeah, I came to pray because I needed it. I came because it's an edge activity, and I love edge activities, but I needed it. So when we're talking about having your own vision, we're not talking about being independent, and I think Annette mentioned that. We've got to be connected to other people. But I need it. I've been wounded. I've had a rough, you know, few months. Challenges, you know, at work, challenges at home, challenges here in the ministry, in the edge, in church. I've had a lot of challenges in my heart. And so I just wanted to share that. I don't want to sound like, wow, Rice thinks he's got it all together and he's just putting it out there. No, I came in wounded and I need it tonight. I need it tonight. And I just want to encourage all of us to make tonight a springboard to an amazing, awesome, memorable, and spectacular 2019.